This episode of The Truth contains strong language and adult situations.
Ready?
Good boy.
You are your
new owner.
Your other mom. Oh, you like that. You're a good boy, okay? You stay right here. We'll be right back.
Oh my God, you would not believe the traffic today.
Get ready, Beth. I have a surprise for you.
Oh, mm-hmm. Why?
No reason. I just wanted to get you something.
Oh, like a surprise, surprise.
Oh, surprise, surprise. Now close your eyes. Okay, you know what? Actually, I'm going to cover them so you can't cheat.
I hope this isn't something embarrassing.
Shh, shh, shh. Keep quiet. Just keep your eyes closed. Wait. Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh my gosh.
You like it?
You're so cute.
Oh, you like it.
I'm so happy. She's adorable.
He actually.
Hey, little guy. Does he have a name?
They call him Chester at the showroom, but obviously we can change it if you.
Already knows his name?
Maybe. This breed is pretty smart. Very smart, actually.
Wait a second. He's not.
Yep.
The designer dogs?
Enhanced emotional support animals.
No way. That must have cost you a fortune.
Don't worry about it. My bonus is sweet this year.
Seriously, that wasn't the waiting list like 2 years? You must have pulled some serious strings.
Well, I'm willing to try anything to cheer you up.
Well, I should get depressed more often. See what other big ticket gifts it'll score me.
I actually think he's laughing.
See, he thinks I'm funny.
Dogs are our ideal companions for a reason. They've been bred over centuries to basically do what we want and take care of what we need. And that can make them seem eerily human. But what if we could take that one step further? I'm Jonathan Mitchell. This is The Truth. And on today's episode, a couple gets an enhanced emotional support dog.
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at 4 California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Chester.
How's it going with you two? How's it going in here? Is he crying?
Sorry, what?
That's weird.
No, today's episode was really freaking sad.
No, it's not weird that you're crying, it's weird that he's crying. Are those actual tears?
Well, sure, his empathy is enhanced. I mean, it's in the species name.
Let's turn this off, maybe. Oh, you brought out your uke.
Thought it'd be good to get back into it. Nothing major, I just recorded a few rough really? Song sketches.
It's been so long since you,
I know, I mean, well, Chester sniffed out my uke in the closet. It was kind of like he was encouraging me to do it, and I did miss it. I have so much to say now after the funeral. It was really flowing.
That's fantastic.
You seem surprised.
No, well, I mean, I've been trying to get you to write again for months, and he's here for less than a...
Check it out, check it out.
Felt like a losing bet. Nothing whole was left within me. Thought of leaving on a jet. Then you simply let me be.
Oh, that's so sweet, babe.
I may not reach the stars, but I'll give it a try. Whenever I'm with you, my big furry guy.
Wait, what the hell?
Watch, watch this.
Wait, hold on, is he singing along?
I know, right? Oh, almost forgot. Check this out. Chester, get me a beer.
Oh, come on, he's just a puppy. There's no possible way that he...
Oh my gosh, no, you have no idea. He learns words so fast.
Wow, so you guys have really bonded and only... Oh, he's back.
Good job. Good boy. Treat.
Well, so he's a fast learner.
What an incredible gift. Thank you.
Sorry that call went on so long. I'm starving.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, we already ate.
We?
Look, there's actually a whole plate of couscous on the table for you, and also there's some baked salmon.
Oh, so you're cooking now, too. Wow.
I'm sorry, is that a problem?
No, it's just I could never get you to... Yeah, forget that.
Anyway, I got back in touch with Village Music Hall today.
Isn't that the one that you turned down last week?
Well, yes, I did. I turned them down, but they just said... They basically told me I could come back whenever I was ready, and that, you know, they missed me.
Uh-oh. Well, I missed you too.
So, I sent them my new demo, just a couple of songs, acoustic, lo-fi, but hey, I like them. It's about time to get back to the living, right?
Sure, definitely.
Something's wrong.
No, I'm happy for you, B. Well, and a little confused.
What's up, babe?
I mean, we've tried a lot of things.
Yeah? Well, I'm not sure what you're...
And now, all of a sudden, I get you, Chester, and ta-da, you're happy.
Well, wasn't that kind of the goal?
Yes, and it's awesome. But I mean, I tried so much stuff before to fix you.
Fix me?
No, I don't... No, not like that, but...
Hey. It's okay. It's okay. I got you. We're just having a discussion. We're just talking. Everything's okay. Here, you want a treat? Good boy. Good boy. You scared him.
You know what? Never mind.
What? Say it.
Nothing. It doesn't matter.
Do you think... You think he's trying to manipulate us?
Yeah, well, kind of, but in a positive way. It's really more like...
Clever, right?
I was gonna say possessive, but...
Hey, he can hear you.
That's what you're concerned about.
Just watch your words around him, okay? He's enhanced.
Okay, right. I don't think I want to watch my words in my own home till we have kids, okay? This is my house.
So what, now you're regretting getting it again?
Jesus, Beth, you could at least have sacrificed.
Sacrificed. Mom died. Home fire.
Household summer. Dog, not good.
What's that smell?
Oh God, that's awful. Did Chester? He pissed in my shoes.
That's not like him.
Bad boy.
Probably worried that we were arguing.
Or he's protecting you? Just you.
You're right. This is my fault. This is my fault. I'm really sorry about your shoes. I'll clean it up, okay?
Let me help.
I love Chester. He's a very thoughtful companion.
Really?
Totally.
I'm so glad. Oh, that's nice. All right. He's right there. No, he's... Babe, no, it's... He's practically... It's like he's watching us.
So, who cares?
No, yeah, no, but it's like he's staring.
At what? What are you implying?
Okay. I know it sounds dumb, but... But it looks like he's envious. Yeah, of us. Okay, I'm sorry I said anything.
No, please, let's follow this line of thinking.
Oh, how very loyally of you. Oh,
Jesus, I guess this was a dumb idea.
No, Beth, come on.
No, I was really excited to finally, you know...
I was too.
Then maybe next time don't make a big deal out of nothing.
Okay? He was staring like he wanted to be in my position.
You know what? You're too angry right now, so I'm going to sleep with Chester out there tonight.
Beth, you... Oh, yeah. Hey, Beth? Sorry about last night. Let me make it up to you by buying you a...
Sorry,
oh! I didn't... Were you making out with Chester?
Oh, jeez, lower your voice.
Lower my voice?
He was licking my tears, Kay.
Oh, no, that looked like way more than licking.
What are you saying?
You were kissing this fucking dog!
Dude, you are utterly paranoid right now, okay? And it's scaring Chester, so can you chill?
Oh, no, okay. This is fucked up, Beth. This is every type of fucked up.
You need to fully relax, okay? You got me this dog. This dog is being my emotional support after we got in a fight last night, so...
Yeah, emotional support.
We're gonna go for a walk, okay?
I didn't get the dog for you to make out with the dog.
We're gonna go for a walk, okay?
Okay, you know, you mean you're taking him for a walk. You take dogs for walks. Enjoy my gift!
We'll return to Chester in just a moment. And you know, we all need to take a break every now and then. So why not keep your brain active while you relax? That's why I love the mobile puzzle game Best Fiends. It's an oasis of fun you can take anywhere, and it goes great with listening to podcasts. I've been playing this game for a while now, and I'm up to level 1466. And let me tell you, I have a tip for you. Always look for the longest line of matches, because that'll get you the special things quicker. There you go. Now you have enough information to be an expert Best Fiends player. There are thousands of levels already, with new levels, events, and characters added every month. It's hours of fun right at your fingertips, and you can even play offline. With over 100 million downloads and tons of 5-star reviews, Best Fiends is a must play. Download Best Fiends free on Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. Is there something that interferes with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals? If so, BetterHelp Online Counseling is there for you. BetterHelp offers licensed professional counselors who are specialized in issues such as depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, family conflicts, LGBT matters, grief, self-esteem, and more. Connect with your professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. Anything you share is confidential, and it's so convenient. You can now get help at your own time and at your own pace. You can schedule secure video and phone sessions, plus chat and text with your therapist. If you're not happy with your counselor, you can request a new one at any time, no additional charge. Best of all, it's a truly affordable option, and The Truth listeners get 10% off your first month with discount code THETRUTH. So why not get started today? Go to betterhelp.com/thetruth. Simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. BetterHelp.com/thetruth. Now back to Chester.
Had some time to cool down, hon?
I'm gonna make some breakfast.
This is sick, Beth. Something's very wrong. I think I should go.
Please stop being dramatic.
Dramatic?
Come on, you can't actually be mad that I made out, that you believe I made out with the dog.
Oh, I most certainly can't.
It's only in your head.
Well then, tell me I didn't see what I know I just saw.
It's what you perceived. And what if I was, anyway? Are you really that threatened by some intimacy?
See, I knew it. You kind of, you want him, don't you?
Wow. Now I see why you really got Chester.
I told you to help you get past your depression
No, no, you got him because of what you did.
Okay, this again.
You feel like you have to keep repaying me, like, after what happened
After Jason. That's what you think, right?
I mean, it makes sense. Feel shitty about it. Guilty. Shame.
That was 4 years ago, Beth, and you and I were barely exclusive.
I know.
We just started dating.
I know. It was a one-time thing.
It was a one-time thing.
You can work really late nights at the office and defending all those neglected children.
I've apologized so many times for this. I mean, I don't know how many more times I can apologize. I know I shouldn't have kept that from you for so long.
I'm not asking you to apologize. Did you ever think that maybe you just should have kept it from me?
You know, I think about it every day. I think about how I betrayed you and how much I hurt you. I punish myself.
And so now you buy me fancy gifts to make up for it. Now I get it.
Oh, God, Beth, that's not fair.
Come on, Chester. Come you thirsty, Chest? Huh? You want a berry, eh?
He's drinking berry now.
Good boy. I'll be right back.
Listen, you little shit. You gotta lay off. I bought you. I feed you. I could just as easily return you. Stop that! I don't know what's going on in that little head of yours, but if you think this is some sort of competition...
Fuck my wrist! Ow!
Bit me!
Are you serious?
Look, there's blood.
I don't see any.
Okay, it's a bruise, but you can see where the teeth marks were.
I don't even know what to think, Kyra.
You think I'm lying?
You're scaring him. Hold on. Hey, it's okay, Chest. No one's hurting you. We're all good.
Are you for real? Your dog just bit me.
What'd you do to him?
I was trying to reason with him. Yeah, I realize how that sounds.
Can't you just be the bigger person?
You know, maybe this just isn't working.
What do you mean, this?
I thought that by giving you a dog that he could bring us back to the way things used to be. But I was wrong.
Oh, before you cheated or before you confessed?
No, this is way too much to put on anyone or on anything. I don't know what the hell I was thinking.
Maybe we should move to another room.
No, he's just a freaking dog, okay?
Just a freak. You know, actually, he deserves to hear this too. He's a part of our family now.
No, not yet. We can still get rid of him.
You dropped a fortune on him and now you want to resell him like concert tickets? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. It's you over him.
I need Chester, Kyra. Someone loyal. Who never wavers.
Because that's his fucking job. He's a dog, Beth. He's a sponge. He soaks up our pain. That's not fair.
Well, at least now I have plenty of material for my songs, right?
We'd be better off without him.
Keep your voice down.
Right, because he sees everything, he hears everything, right? Look, he's the reason that we're bickering, all right? It's his fault.
If our relationship can be undone by a dog, then...
You know what? Only because you actually... I can't even say it.
You think I'm in love with him.
Well, are you?
Know what? You nailed it. Damn, that feels... just feels fucking fantastic to say out loud.
Did you hear what you just said? You just said you're in love with
the... We just get each other, okay?
You disgust me.
He sees me, Kyra.
No, you're both... animals.
Shh. Don't you dare say that. It's hurtful.
What does Chester offer you that I'm incapable of bestowing?
Honestly? You can't compare to his level of compassion.
God, you're infuriating!
You're making it sound like a betrayal, but really, it's a no-brainer.
Let me simplify. Him or me?
Stories like this, go to thetruthpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is thetruthfiction. Chester was written by Timothy Michael Cooper and was produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell, with music by Ellen Winter. It was performed by Tanyika Carey and Ellen Winter, with Fred Newman as Chester. Special thanks to Magnet Theater. They offer classes and shows on improv, sketch, and storytelling in New York City. You can learn more at magnettheater.com. The Truth is a part of Radiotopia from PRX. We're a curated network of extraordinary cutting-edge podcasts. And you can learn more about all the Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm.
I may not reach the stars, but I'll give it a try. Whenever I'm with you, my big furry guy.
Our associate producer is Kara Ehlenfeld. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth. Radiotopia.